This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello and welcome to the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast. This is the podcast all about the rather ridiculous world of my good friend Robot and his chums.
It is a crazy world for sure.
We call it a comedy podcast, but to me, it's a groundbreaking documentary into the secret life of robots. And in this episode, we are going to be returning to Arnold Goldberger's Insult Club, where this week, two Fun Kids radio presenters are going to be settling some old scores verbally.
I bet it's Dan and Dex.
I think that is a safe bet, Robot. We'll also be asking Robot your questions. I've got a suspicion George might track us down and ambush us with his really smelly jokes. Plus, Robot's ex-bandmate Katie is going to be back to turn one of your song title suggestions into a song. Plus, as well, we'll be enjoying the food that you left us in the reviews last week in the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit restaurant.
Oh, and it's a very special Robot's friend this week.
It's a special Robot's friend. Why is that?
Because my friend will be here in the house. Live.
One of your actual robot friends is going to be here. Well, do you know what? That I think that means that we should kick off today's podcast with Robot's Friend.
Hey there, have you heard about my robot friend? He's metal and small and doesn't judge me at all. He's a cyber wire bundle of joy, my robot friend.
Robot, who is this guy? Who is this in my room?
This is Mr. Trash Munch.
Mr. Trash Munch, I mean...
Isn't he great?
Yeah, he's something.
Mr. Trash Munch is a robot vacuum cleaner.
I can see that. He's going around my room, look. Yeah, I can see.
He's eating up all the trash.
He is indeed, Robot, gobbling down that dust.
It's so clever, isn't it, Sean?
It's great, Robot, but I've got one little query.
Literally gets me every time.
What is this? How is this going to work for a Robot's Friend segment? Usually we talk to the robots. This isn't going to be very engaging for our loyal comedy circuiters.
Shall we hold him up to the microphone?
Well, that's just going to make the weird mechanical sounds just louder. Oh, my days.
Well, howdy there, partners.
Oh, jeez Louise, he talks. I wasn't expecting him to talk then. Oh, my days.
Mr. Trash Munch is my name. Nomming up your trash is my game.
Hello there, Mr. Trash Munch.
Gee willikers, it sure is a blast to be on a podcast, huh?
Well, I'm glad that you can talk, so you can be on this podcast.
Gee, looks like you got some trash that Mr. Trash Munch could munch.
Nom. Wait, why is he smashing up our stuff?
Must eat trash.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Robot, can you...
Stop, Mr. Trash Munch.
Get him. Stop. Oh, Robot, he's going near my PlayStation. Get him. Robot, you need to get him. Get him.
Get his batteries out.
Not my batteries. Somebody help me.
Get down here.
Somebody help.
Oh, man. I didn't feel good about that, Robot, pulling his little batteries out.
I can't believe we pulled his batteries out.
I can't believe he tried to nom up my PlayStation, thinking it was trash.
Feel like we may have crossed a line there.
I think we might need to just stick to getting your friends on Zoom calls rather than having them over in future.
Yeah, because I think Mr. Trash Munch might be dead.
I like to dip and daddle with my robot friend. He's smart as can be and emotion-free. And he's computed his way to my heart, my robot friend.
Welcome to Insult Club. Got an old score to settle? Get down to Insult Club. Two opponents insult each other until Arnold Goldberger decides a winner. The rules are as follows. One insult per round. No swearing. No mom jokes. Let's meet our competitors. Introducing first, from the Fun Kids Afternoon Show, it is Dan.
Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up? It's Dan from the Afternoon Show on Fun Kids, and I'm here to insult Bex.
And from the club, give it up for Bex.
I am Bex from the club with Bex on Fun Kids, and I'm here to insult Dan.
Let the insults begin.
Bex, you remind me of cauliflower, and your hair looks like cheese. I hate cauliflower and cheese.
Dan, if Paddington Bear met you, he'd immediately give you one of his hard stares, no questions asked.
Bex, you've got something on your chin. No, the other one.
Dan, if someone painted your portrait, it'd look just like a picture of a frozen pizza.
Bex, you're so bad on the radio that if you were an air traffic controller, pilots would just be flying around lost because no one would want to listen to you.
Dan, it's ironic that you host the Science Weekly podcast because you've never had any chemistry with any of your guests.
Next time to see two people verbally duke it out. I've been Arnold Goldberg. Peace.
And welcome to the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit Restaurant.
Oh, what delightful surroundings.
It's very delightful surroundings, isn't it, Robot? Very comfy seats, very posh furniture, lovely cutlery plates and that. And the food here has been provided by you. Last week we asked you to leave us food in the reviews, and we have taken your food and we are serving it up in the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit Restaurant. Let's go through the offerings. A llama turtle, Robot, has left you loads of cheeseburgers, 164. In fact, some interesting ingredients: metal lettuce, buns, elephant cheese, orangey tomatoes, and burger patty.
What a delightful spread you have provided us.
Not massively sold on the elephant cheese.
Llama turtle, you know me so well.
And they've also thrown in some yeet steak and bacon. Imogen's given you cheeseburgers and pretzels.
A winning combination.
Ag FE has given you three burgers, loads of pie and pizza, and also some eggs, interesting, and tacos, plus a few steaks and drumsticks, noodles, and popcorn for pudding.
A winning combination.
Absolutely. Millie Moose has left you loads and loads of pizza, covered in fries, wrapped up in a burrito. She's also stuffed some tacos in there, some sandwiches. And I think there's a Christmas wreath in there for some reason.
For that extra fist to sparkle.
Yeah. Either that or it's a cabbage. And I don't know my emojis, but Callum's kept it simple. Just tacos.
Robot enjoys tacos. Callum.
Which is great news, because Callum's left you loads. Rainbow Unicorn has left you burgers, pizza, and fries. See, everyone really knows your love for cheeseburgers, Robot. Rainbow Unicorn's also gone big on the pudding as well, with some cookies, popcorn, all covered in honey.
Nice touch with the honey there, Rainbow Unicorn.
Very good. And the last couple, Black Matisse has gone for a very balanced diet of lots of delicious fresh fruit and vegetables.
Vegetables are important.
They are indeed.
Nah, just kidding.
Robot.
They are silly.
No, come
on. Thank you, Black Matisse.
Robot's being rude there. But Black Matisse, though, what I've really enjoyed about their concoction is that they've given you a load of vegetables, followed by a pudding, and then you get the main course of hot dogs, fries, chickens, tacos, and burritos, and, of course, cheeseburgers.
Black Matisse doesn't play by any of the rules.
No, they do not. And finally, Mila versus Brian has left you some pizza, chips, burgers, all the good stuff, and quite a lot of interesting beverages as well.
Lots of fun tools.
Yeah, I think if you had any of those beverages, you may start acting strangely. But thank you to everybody who's left food in the reviews. Next week, we are going to open at the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit Zoo. So what we want you to do in the reviews this week is leave us an animal, tell us what their name is, and just tell us a little bit about it. What's their personality like? Is it a sassy penguin? Is it a rude camel? Let us know in the review section, drop 5 stars, and tell us what animal you would like to see in the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit Zoo.
So it's part of the podcast where we ask Robot anything. This is where you send your questions over to us and we do our best to answer them. And our question on this episode of the podcast is from Love All Creeps. And
we've chosen a question from someone called Love All Creeps.
Yes, Robot, that's what's happened.
I am not sure they'd get on the Fun Kids Breakfast Show.
No, they probably wouldn't, but we've all established that Sean and Robot's comedy circuit is a bit spicier than the breakfast show.
Very risky.
Anyway, the question's not risky at all. The question is, how do you keep your boats from falling out?
My boats?
Yeah. Is this something that you've mentioned before?
Like, I don't have any boats.
You don't have any boats. Well, where's this question come from? Where's this?
Oh, wait, do they mean my boats?
Oh, right, hang on, no, I've seen what happened here. I'm 98% sure Level Creeps actually means how do you keep your bolts from falling out?
To stop my bolts from falling out, I keep my nuts nice and tight.
Very, very important for a robot.
It is very important to have tight nuts or your bolts will fall out and that will be a problem.
Yeah, that's probably a worst case scenario for a robot, because then you'll just completely fall apart, wouldn't you? So, talk us through, what's the how, Robot? How do you stop the bolts from falling out? What are the processes?
Usually just do it myself, really. Quite easy with a crowsfoot spanner.
Oh, okay, brilliant.
Or sometimes Sean tightens them for me.
Okay, cool. So thank you for your question, Love All Creeps. If you want to send a question for the next episode of the podcast, then you can leave your questions in the review section. And if you want to leave a little cheeky 5 stars with your question, that would be amazing. Guess who's back? Back again. George is back. Tell some friends.
Well, hello, Sean.
Hi, George.
I do want to point something out. Now, okay. Despite the fact that, you know, the reviews are in and I'm a hit, you and Robot tried to change the time that you record this week to avoid me being able to tell some jokes, didn't you? I did notice that.
No way. Nuh-uh. That's not what
I had to look in your diary and see when you were recording. And, you know, if I hadn't have crashed this recording session, what would you have done?
What have we told you about breaking into people's houses whilst there's strict social distancing going on, George? It's very naughty of you.
It's for comedy. I do anything for, well, almost anything for comedy.
Well, I think it sounds like you'll do anything for comedy. But do you know what, George? We're happy to have you here, even though you did break into my house and snoop through my things. That's fine. I'm a forgiven person. I've got a open heart. And my heart is open for your comedy right now.
Okay, well, that's good, because I've got a pretty, pretty good joke.
Pretty
for you.
Good.
Get ready for this one. What kind of haircuts do bees get? They get buzz cuts. Buzz cuts.
Stop buzzing immediately.
Buzz cuts.
Yeah, I got it. It was the bonus buzzes which finally let the penny drop. That was okay. Do you know what, George? I'm going to tell you now. I swear on my life, I smiled a bit then. I did a smile.
Did
the corners of my mouth rose like freshly baked bread.
That is what I call progress.
That is progress. Give us another.
Okay, are you a robot able just to help me out here? A bit of audience participation.
Yeah, go on then.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Donut.
Donut who?
Donut, ask me. I just got here.
Oh, flip.
Donuts. Donuts.
Rubbish.
Donuts.
Boo.
Yeah.
Nah. You're not smile I had earlier.
Oh, come on.
It's gone. The corners of that mouth drops down to like a sort of straight line.
Don't.
But then they kept sinking.
Say
and
that.
Now I'm making a sad.
Do not say that.
Yeah, that one was bad. That one sucked. That was rotten. That was complete. Hot garbage.
You're breaking
Boo.
Up.
-5 stars.
Hello.
Boo.
Boo.
It it is time once again for the main event of the Sean in Robot Comedy Circuit podcast. Please put your hands together and give warm, rapturous, audio-based applause to Katie.
Hi. Oh, I'm so happy to be here. This is lovely.
Welcome along, Katie. Welcome back. How have you been? Has your week been joyous?
It's been lovely, thank you. I had a real treat writing this tune as well. It put me in a really summery, happy, beach fun times kind of mood. So that was nice.
There you go. Well, there's your little teaser for what this song's going to be like.
Yeah. I was just thinking about when me and Robot were kind of touring and doing some of the festivals, you know, and we'd do some of those beach parties and, you know, he just didn't really like the whole sand thing. He was complaining about it.
He's a nightmare with sand because it gets all in his joints and stuff and it makes them all sort of horrible and uncomfortable.
Yeah, he doesn't love it. We had a couple of songs about how annoying sand was, but we realised that wasn't the beach party vibe.
Yeah, all this sand that you guys are enjoying, well, we hate it. So, but yeah, when it gets all in his nuts and bolts and that, he gets cranky. So he tends to avoid the beach. But so we've got the song this week is from Darcy Bow, age 7. Thank you very much, Darcy Bow. And Darcy Bow's suggestion was Hot Dogs and Hairbands. Could you imagine that being part of the summer set list if you're on the festival?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, hot dogs really feels like a summer thing to me. I don't know why. Maybe because we were touring in the States and, you know, seeing hot dog carts on the street and stuff felt very like sportsy and summery and things. And hairbands, I mean, I don't tie my hair up unless it's so hot that I have to. So it did make me think of the summer. And also what I loved about Darcy Bow's title is that they're sort of hot dogs can mean something else than food. It can mean like an actual hot dog that is lying around.
That is what we like. That is the sort of things we like to explore on the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast. Not everything is as it immediately seems.
Mm-hmm. And maybe hairbands mean something else. So I guess we'll find out.
We will. Was Norman... if this is your first dalliance with the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast, Norman was the super fan of Katie and Robot's band. Was Norman ever at the festivals?
Yeah, Norman was at the festivals. He'd always find the most shady spot if it was a sunny day. And oddly, if it was a rainy festival, he'd find the most muddy bit. So I think he likes the cold and wet.
He works in mysterious ways, doesn't he? Now Norman has been in touch because we've had a lot of listeners asking for Norman wisdom. They love themselves some Norman, which I can totally understand. So Norman has actually sent a voice note of his wisdom over to us.
Oh, perfect.
Should we enjoy this Norman wisdom? Mm-hmm.
Hello, Robot and Katie, and also Sean. This is Norman here with some more of Norman's wisdom. Gloves are like shoes for your hands because when you put on your gloves, it's like putting on shoes, but for your hands, which is why I have a glove rack as well as a shoe rack. And that's this week's Norman's Wisdom.
Norman hitting us with those summer vibes there with that glove wisdom.
He does wear gloves all the time, so I can imagine why he would need a glove rack. So, I mean, that's pretty smart.
So I'll tell you what then, Norman, in return for that lovely piece of wisdom and for everybody else, we are going to have this week's song. And the song is entitled Hot Dogs and Hairbands, suggested by Darcy Bow, aged 7. Katie, take it away.
Or is my dog hot? It doesn't matter if she is or not. Hot dogs and hairbands, oh, what do we do? Two meetings, what do they mean to you? I've got a hairband up in my head. They're playing music. I'm singing instead.
playing rock now, gonna be there. Hot dogs and hair bands, oh, what do we do? Two meanings, what did they mean to you? What do they mean to you?
And that is it for the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast this week.
What an emotional podcast.
It was an emotional podcast, indeed. Lots of chaos in this one.
Also, you will be pleased to know Mr. Trash Munch is not dead.
Yeah, he's not dead. He's not dead. You can hear him in the background.
He's alive and well.
Nomming up some dust safely on the floor.
After you ripped his batteries out of him like Mortal Kombat or something.
It was an emergency scenario, Robot. He was about to eat my PlayStation. But anyway, thank you to everybody who has got involved with the podcast this week. Remember, next week we are opening the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit Zoo. So leave your animal emoji in the reviews. Tell us a bit about your animal and what you'd like to name it. And we'll enjoy seeing them in the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit Zoo next week. Hit that subscribe button, make sure you come back, tell your friends if you are having a nice time with it. See you next time.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.